Rick, you wake up, you see all the victory for the Republican parties, not only throughout the state, but throughout America. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, in this state, people are very, very tired of the last 8 years under the current governor, Jennifer Granholm. And I'm hearing from constituents here this morning, you know, we want big changes. We want a Michigan where our children and grandchildren can find a job.
And I also, in talking with Congressman Mike Rogers this morning and Republican chairman for the state of Michigan, Ron Weiser, I asked them, is this a statement by voters? Because the same statement was made in 2008 when the Democrats were given power in the House and via the presidency. And 2 years later, they make changes again. Is the public saying you get 2 years to get it done? And if you don't, we'll find someone else to make the changes that we're looking for.
Well, I certainly think there's some of that, but I also think that President Obama made a lot of campaign promises he couldn't possibly keep, and that's coming back to haunt his party.
What do you anticipate from Rick Snyder as the new governor?
I think that Rick will do everything possible to reinvent Michigan. You know, we've got a state that's overregulated, a state that is pretty anti-business right now. In fact, this current governor has done everything she could to make it worse, in my opinion. And I think you're going to see with Snyder, he wants to streamline the business tax system, make it simple, something any company can understand, whether they're from any part of the country. If they look at Michigan, they'll understand the tax system, the regulation system. Hopefully you want to come here and bring jobs for all the people of Michigan.
Rick, out in your neck of the woods, the E-Tran proposal was voted down overwhelmingly 60 to 40%. Why do you think that happened?
Because it was an increase. The proposal was to increase taxes, to increase more services, and the people of Eaton County, although they're quite supportive of a renewal, are not ready for any tax increases.
Rick, I want to get your assessment of something that happened in Ingham County. 12 out of 13 townships voted no to tax increases to have regular police patrols in that area. Does that surprise you?
Well, it is somewhat surprising because the sheriff's department has done such a great job over there, and the deputies do a great job of patrolling and responding to crime. But I think the real message here is people are tired of tax increases, and they simply won't support them right now.
Well, if the people are tired of tax increases, how are we going to find funding? If we can't find funding for police patrols, how are we going to find funding for a $1.6 billion budget deficit that you and your constituents and the new governor will be looking forward to in 2011?
Well, it's going to have to be a lot of reform. We've lived under the current governor with one-time fixes, accounting gimmicks. Those are done. You know, we've lived with propping up Michigan temporarily with federal money. The governor was able to utilize that. That is going to be gone. So now we're going to have real reforms, streamline the government, and shrink it to a size that the taxpayers can afford.
Rick, if you have to make a choice on a bill, and the voters that you're having coffee with now say, Rick, we don't want this, but in your heart and your mind, you say, yes, I got to do this, how do you vote?
Well, I always try to vote what my constituents ask me to vote, and I travel around my district and talk to people. Talk to people one-on-one. I talk to them in groups. Travel to different villages and cities and townships. And 99% of the time, I vote with what I believe the most people want me to vote on. You know, it would have to be some sort of moral issue where I morally couldn't vote for something. But that would be very rare.
Rick, have you had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Snyder, and do you plan to try and get in touch with him over the next couple of weeks?
You know, absolutely. I have talked with Rick Snyder numerous times. In fact, we just were in Berry County over by Gun Lake, happened to be at the same event. I know Brian Kelly, his lieutenant governor, very well. And just a little bit of trivia, I graduated in 1970 at age 17 from Battle Creek Lakeview. Rick Snyder graduated from the same high school 6 years later.
Mm. Tell me about Brian Kelly. How much influence will he have in his capacity? Because obviously the working relationship between the speaker, the minority leader, and the lieutenant governor, as well as the governor's office, wasn't a smooth relationship over the last few years. What can Brian Kelly do to change that?
Well, what Brian Kelly can do is bring a true ability to work bipartisan. I've watched him for several years now. He has a great deal of knowledge in taxes, business. He has an MBA. The man is very bright, and I think he will be a great asset to Rick Snyder in working through all the legislative process in Lansing.
All right, Rick, as always, we enjoy talking with you. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.